Hi guys, welcome to part 8 of my video series, Procedures Under Local. Today we're going to talk about otoplasty, more commonly known as ear pinning. People can be born with protruding ears. This can be due to overgrowth of the conchal bowl, so this portion of the ear, or lacking the fold in the ear called the antihelical fold. You can be born with both problems. You can be born with that problem in just one ear, so have ear asymmetry. This leads to people being self-conscious, sometimes kids getting teased in school, concealing your ears with your hair. All that's a real problem for patients. For older kids, you know, in the teens and adults, it's pretty easy to do under local anesthesia. Obviously, for young children, they're more likely to be under anesthesia. In any case, oral pills are given you under local to basically relax you, and then they bring you back to the OR, do some prep and drape the field, do some precise measurements to create as much symmetry as I can between each ear. And then basically, either in more complex cases where the conchal bowl is overgrown, I'm setting the concha back to the mastoid bone or the skull, and then recreating the ear fold. In more simple cases, if the fold is just missing, we're just recreating the fold. In any case, incisions are always behind the ear, well concealed, and they're closed with very fine sutures, so all scars are hidden. After the procedure, it's relatively painless, recovery is relatively quick, some bruising and swelling, you have a big cotton wrap which comes off the very next day, but most recovery in the first 7 days and results are immediate. So you can restore your self-confidence by getting otoplasty under local.